Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the Labour Party has decided to end exploratory government formation talks with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Labour leader Ivana Bacik said she believed the policy gap between the parties is such that it would not be possible to implement the policy priorities in our ambitions and radical state-led manifesto for change through entering negotiations on a programme for government. We did ask for someone from the Labour Party to join us on the programme this afternoon to explain exactly what went wrong, but no one from the Labour Party was available to speak. Joining us now to discuss what happens next is Fianna Fáil TD Malcolm Byrne and People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett, and you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Malcolm Byrne, what went wrong with the Labour Party, or indeed, was it ever going to happen?
Well, good evening, Sarah, and good evening to your listeners. There were good discussions with the Labour Party, and I certainly say on, you know, Fianna Fáil's part, there are many shared values between Fianna Fáil and the Labour Party, particularly around investment in public services like housing and health and education. But I think it's looking pretty clear the direction of travel as to the government that is going to be formed in the new year, that it will be a government led by Fianna Fáil with Fine Gael and a number of independents. What's critical from my point of view as a Fianna Fáil TD is that a lot of the policy priorities that we set out in our manifesto are built now into the programme for government for the next 5 years. On the domestic front, obviously, housing is the top priority.
Okay, I'll stop you there for a second and we might get on to what happens next in just a second. But just if I stick with the Labour Party for a moment, do you think genuinely Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael were ever really interested? Because we were talking to the Labour Party in this programme last week and they said they'd sent through a list of their policy priorities to the negotiation teams in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And like a couple of days later, they hadn't heard anything back. And then the two parties go into the Dáil yesterday and vote in the Cian Chorla as Rona Murphy when they're supposedly still in negotiations with the Labour Party. I mean, all of that says we're just not that into you, doesn't it, to the Labour Party?
Well, I'm not part of the negotiating team, Sarah, but to say that certainly, and when there was a discussion, with our parliamentary party, it was made very clear by Micheál Martin that, you know, he was happy to engage with a number of political groupings, including Labour and the Social Democrats. And Labour have been a responsible opposition. They're constructive in opposition, looking at ways to put forward good ideas. And I don't think that there's any harm in having those discussions. And I think certainly...
My question is, was it all a bit of a farce, though? Like, it was never going to go that way? Because the indications seem to be it was all a bit of a farce.
No, I disagree on that. I think ultimately, you know, politics is going to be about a numbers game, about getting a majority together. And I think, you know, there are obviously challenges for the Labour Party. They would be concerned going into government with, you know, the Social Democrats on the outside, and, you know, they would be criticising the Labour Party for going into government if they chose to do it. But in fairness to the Labour Party, you know, I think they were willing to roll up their sleeves and to explore the possibilities. Okay. And I certainly know in Fianna Fáil there were quite a number of us who would share many values with the Labour Party who would have been keen on progressing that.
Okay.
But I think I'm
going to get back to you on that, about the direction of travel in just a moment. I want to bring in Richard Boyd Barrett because Ivana Bacik said in her statement today, Richard, we will continue to constructively argue for the centre-left vision of Ireland that has resonated with so many voters during the election campaign. And she's talking about building a centre-left coalition within the next Dáil. Are you up for that? Is that something that you'd like to work at the Labour Party on?
Well, we have been the ones who have said consistently we believe the parties of the left who see themselves on the left should form an alliance. They should have formed it before the general election, and they should have made clear that they were going to offer an alternative to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and not waste their time leaving open the option of discussions with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. If you're offering change, why would you negotiate with the people that represent the status quo and who've left us with an absolutely dire housing and homelessness crisis, the crisis in our public services, the crisis in cost of living for children with special needs and all those problems? The people who voted for left parties did so because they want a change, an alternative to that. So it has been a fool's errand trying to bother negotiating with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And what we needed before the election and what we need now is for the left to band together and offer a clear left alternative to 100 years of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and all the failed policies that have left
that
us with those problems.
Richard, when you look at the left, and it is so fractured, isn't it? Even with parties like the Social Democrats and the Labour Party, who admit themselves their policies are almost identical. It seems to be more an issue of personality and history that is causing a problem between those two parties, and they can't get together. And there's plenty more like that, where there's lots of people who have very similar views, but there's a little bit of a difference, and therefore they're a different party.
Well, I agree. The left has been fractured. I think the biggest fracture has been the repeated mistake of parties on the left of looking to do deals with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. That has been a disaster for the left, which has sustained Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in power and has demoralised people who have voted for left parties when they were looking for change. And I think, unfortunately, many of the left parties still leave open that option. And what we're urging is that they give up on that failed strategy and finally embark on a united effort to create a left government and to oppose Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, because they are parties of the right. They have failed on the issues that lead people to vote for left parties: housing, the cost of living, health. And that, by the way, that opposition shouldn't just be in the Dáil, it should also be on the streets. We should be supporting the health workers who are balloting for industrial action because of the pay in numbers strategy. We should be mobilising people on the streets to demand social and affordable housing and to end the scandal of homelessness. That's what the left should be doing.
All right, so I suppose we'll have to wait and see if that happens now in the next Dáil, if there is a coming together of the left. But Malcolm, as you say, the most likely scenario now, it seems inevitable at this point, that it is going to be Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael with independence. The regional independent group seems the most likely group. Are you happy with that? A lot of side deals with independence? Do you think that's the best way forward?
Well, first of all, I want to challenge Fianna Fáil as a centrist political party, and we've always invested in public services, and I totally reject, you know, Richard has this, you know, constant painting, negative painting of Ireland as some sort of failed state. We are a successful country. Yes, there are problems and challenges in this country as there are in others, but the reason we want to go into government, and it's not about, you know, going out in the streets or anywhere else, but to be able to use the levers of power to address the problems of a growing state.
Okay.
So the challenges that we see in housing, in healthcare, and so on.
Okay, side deals with independence.
Progress. So look, from the Fianna Fáil perspective, you know, what's in our manifesto, and if people want to know what we're looking to put into the program of government, are the priorities that are set out there. And there are a number of global challenges we need to address as well. These include, by the way, which I think is something that's very important, we need to continue our commitments on addressing climate change and the biodiversity crisis. We've got to look at the technological revolution that we're experiencing.
Yeah, but I'm asking you about side deals with independence. Is that the best formation for the next coalition, do you think? Or would you have been better off with the centre-left party, like the Labour Party or the Soc Dems?
So there's no... Well, there was, you know, within our party, we were open to discussing with any of the parties concerned. I think the fear within the Labour Party was if they went in and they rolled up their sleeves, they'd have the likes of Richard and the Soc Dems accusing them of selling out before they implemented any.
Yeah, I'm asking though for your
policies.
Perspective. Not, well, like, would it have been better? Or personally, go on.
On a personal basis, I would have been quite happy to enter into coalition with the Labour Party. You know, there's a lot of good people there. They're very committed, as I said, on a lot of the public service
would
issues.
Would that have been better than side deals with independence, which it appears we're going to get now?
Well, there's no deal done as yet with the independent group. But yes, I think everyone knows that the numbers are likely that it is going to be, you know, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and a group of independents. It's not yet clear whether it will be, if you like, the 1997 model where you have independents on the outside supporting government in exchange for particular issues, or, as does seem likely, that we will see independents, you know, with ministerial roles and tied in. What is critical, though, is that a government is put in place that will last for the 5 years, and that within that government that we focus on those policy issues that we believe are important. And, you know, there's still...
OK, Richard, do you think a deal could be hammered out quickly
well,
here?
I think a deal has been hammered out, and I don't think Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs would have voted for Verona Murphy as Ciarán Corley yesterday had a deal not already been done. So I don't think we're getting the full picture from Malcolm. And what I do think is, isn't it, you know, it's interesting that the people that almost certainly are going to put Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael back into power are a group of so-called independents, but who actually turn out to be not so independent at all. But Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, gene pool TDs who are now going to prop up yet another Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael government. And I think it's actually turned out to be one of the strategies of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that where some of their backbenchers or some of their,
a lot of the people that you're talking about there now have been independent for a very long time, and they left the parties over various different disagreements or problems that they had. But their policies, or maybe their outlook. They are gene pool. Yeah, some of them are. And their outlook, therefore, aligns with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So that makes the whole thing more stable, doesn't it?
Well, I suspect that when you consider that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's overall trajectory in terms of support is now down to 40%, as against 80% 20 or 30 years ago, that one of the ways that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are now sustaining themselves is through people who are essentially their members in disguise, putting themselves across as independents.
But there's nothing wrong with that, though, is there? And they are independent. I mean, I know you're saying they're putting themselves across as independent, but I mean, if Michael Lowry now has been independent for a very long time, Noel Green has been independent for a very long time. Yes, but they are independent TDs, not within the government party.
Well, I mean, he's an independent who keeps voting for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on almost every major issue.
I'm not arguing with you on that point. Malcolm, on the issue of the Cian Chorla, I know you were quite vocal about the new Cian Chorla of Rona Murphy. Firstly, did you vote for her?
Well, it was a secret ballot, and I support the fact that we should maintain a secret ballot. I would have agreed with the views expressed by a number of colleagues, including John McGuinness and Seán O'Friel yesterday, that the Cian Chorla is to be there to be independent, to be fair, impartial and respectful of all members. And I think that is something that's very important. My view now is congratulations to Rona Murphy. She's been elected by the House as Cian Chorla.
And is Richard not right when he says there's no way Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael wouldn't have voted for Rona Murphy as Cian Chorla unless a deal was effectively done?
Well, he's right in the sense that the party leaders indicated that, look, it's from a numbers point of view, it would be easier to have somebody from the opposition in as Cian Chorla. In an ideal world, we would have preferred a Fianna Fáil nominee for the post of Cian Chorla, but as people will know, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael fell just short of an overall majority. What people tend to forget is, Fianna Fáil was the largest party, came out as the winner in the election, and people voted for Fianna Fáil based on the policies and manifesto that we put forward. So we've got to get into government, and this is the difference, I suppose, between myself and Richard. I want to be in government to be able to have an impact on policy.
Well, Richard wants to be in government. He just doesn't want to be in government with you.
Well, I'm quite happy to talk to Richard, but I think on a lot of policy issues, particularly on the economy, we would probably disagree quite strongly.
I understand. So maybe the left coalition might give us different options when it comes to 5 years' time or however long this new coalition will last.
I cannot see, given that Labour and the Social Democrats, who are incredibly close to each other, can't agree a common platform. I can't see them joining with, People Before Profit, Solidarity, Sinn Féin,
well,
the workers.
We shall watch that play out.
The People's Front of Judea.
We're going to leave it there for the moment. And thank you both very much for joining us. That is Malcolm Byrne and Richard Boyd Barrett.